mine. Cousin Jacob and Cousin Winifred Moon from Gainesville. Mrs. Moon plays the Irish harp and the guitar, and together they sing to the accompaniment of the guitar perfectly wonderful spirituals that they have collected themselves. Winifred, incidentally, Cousin Winifred, that is, was brought up, or was born, at least, in these promiscuous parts. And I'll let her tell you a little bit more about her Madison family. Oh, Monticello, excuse me, I knew. And here they are. Let's give them a great big hand.
We're so happy to be here with you this afternoon again, and I am indeed proud to be a resident of Florida. As Miss Bolton told you, I was born in Florida and really at the home of my grandparents in Monticello, and became the fifth generation of Floridians. So when my husband retired for the Army, I persuaded him to come to Florida to live, and we're just so happy to be here. First of all, I'd like to sing for you a Stephen Foster song, which seems to go so well with the harp. And by the way, you might be interested to know that this is the small Irish harp. It's the one that's pictured on the flag, the Irish flag. You've seen it, pictures of it many times. They have larger harps with various accoutrements, ways in which to change the key and flat some of the notes and sharp others. But this one is just the simple harp, just the simplest form and smallest type of harp. My brother brought it to me from Dublin. Columbus, Georgia, my hometown, the place where I grew up. It was sung by a group of little colored children from one of the playgrounds, and they did it with gestures, and we loved it. I loved it. I have to get my husband to do the gestures because I have to play. But so if you will, I would like to describe how they did this. It was really the most charming thing you ever saw. There were 100 little colored children, and they were all, the little girls had on stiffly starched white dresses, and the little boys had on white shirts, and the little girls had big white crepe paper bows in their hair. And they sang this song, and the one who led it was a little girl about 6 or 7. She had a tooth out just in front. She stood out in front, and she'd sing the first part, and the 100 children behind her would join in, and they made these gestures. It was really one of the most moving things and most charming things I ever heard. So if you can imagine that my husband is a little colored girl with a tooth gone in front. Oh, sister, you ought to been there. Oh, sister, you ought to been there. Oh, sister, you ought to been there. When the love come trickling down. Oh, seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. Ask and it shall be given when the love come trickling down. Oh, Oh, brother, you ought to been there. Oh, brother, you ought to been there. Oh, brother, you ought to been there. When the love come trickling down. Oh, seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. Ask and it shall be given when the love come trickling down. Ain't it a shame to work on Sunday? Ain't it a shame?
Oh, ain't it a shame?
Ain't it a shame to work on Sunday? Ain't it a shame?
Oh, ain't it a shame?
Ain't it a shame to work on Sunday when you got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday?
When you got Thursday, Friday, and Saturday?
Ain't it a shame to work on Sunday?
Ain't it a shame?
Ain't it a shame to lie on Sunday? Ain't it a shame?
Oh, ain't it a shame?
Ain't it a shame to lie on Sunday? Ain't it a shame?
Oh, ain't it a shame?
Ain't it a shame to lie on Sunday when you got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday?
When you got Thursday, Friday, and Saturday?
Ain't it a shame to lie on Sunday? Ain't it a shame? Ain't it a shame to steal on Sunday? Ain't it a shame?
Oh, ain't it a shame?
Ain't it a shame to steal on Sunday? Ain't it a shame?
Oh, ain't it a shame?
Ain't it a shame to steal on Sunday when you got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday?
When you got Thursday, Friday, and Saturday?
Ain't it a shame to steal on Sunday? Ain't it a shame? Ain't it a shame to fish on Sunday? Ain't it a shame?
It ain't no shame.
Ain't it a shame to fish on Sunday? Ain't it a shame?
It ain't no shame.
Ain't it a shame to fish on Sunday when you got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday?
Never do get to go on weekday.
Ain't it a shame to fish on Sunday? Ain't it a shame?
It ain't no shame.
One more, please. One more. Yes, ma'am. One more.
No, I guess we're about to sing another spiritual. Suppose we let the audience decide, shall we sing another spiritual or shall we sing Cindy? May we sing Cindy on Sunday? I wished I was an apple hanging to a tree, and every time my sweetheart passed, he'd take a bite of me.
Get along home, Cindy, Cindy, Cindy. Oh, get along home, Cindy. I'll marry you sometime.
I wished I had a needle as fine as I could sew. I'd sew the gals to my coattail and down the road I'd go.
Get along home, Cindy, Cindy, Cindy. Oh, get along home, Cindy. I'll marry you sometime.
Cindy's got religion. She had it once before. But when she heard my banjo, she was the first one on the floor.
Get along home, Cindy, Cindy, Cindy. Oh, get along home, Cindy. I'll marry you sometime.
She took me in the parlor. She cooled me with her fan. She said I was the prettiest thing in the shape of mortal man.
Get along home, Cindy, Cindy, Cindy. Oh, get along home, Cindy. I'll marry you sometime.
She come and sat beside me. She called me Sugar Plum. She throwed her arms around me, and I thought my time had come.
Get along home, Cindy, Cindy, Cindy. Oh, get along home, Cindy. I'll marry you sometime.
Thank you so much. Now, Sis Lillian Saunders wanted to make just one remark, and I don't want you all to start wiggling in the audience because the program is not over yet. You've got to sing at least two more songs. And did that cowboy get here yet? And did Brother Coker with his banjo violin get here yet? Mr. Coker, is he here? I don't want to leave anybody out. All right. Sister Saunders, would you step up?
Miss Bolton was correct in saying that I wanted to thank everyone who has worked so wonderfully to make this festival a reality. I wish to express the appreciation of the members of the Stephen Foster Memorial Commission. We join with Mr. McMullen in giving special appreciation to each person whom he mentioned, and we want to add some names to his list. One is Mr. J.L. McMullen himself, who is president of the Folk Festival Association. Also, we wish to thank the members of the Stephen Foster Memorial Association. And will those members please stand who are here? They have done so much to make it possible for the tower to be built and have assisted in so many, many ways. Also, we want to express appreciation of the wonderful assistance by the Florida Power Corporation. Also, to our own staff at the Stephen Foster Memorial, Mr. Foster L. Barnes, the curator and park superintendent, and to each of his assistants. To Mrs. Lorena Tullis, assistant to Miss Thelma Bolton. And last, to Miss Thelma Bolton, the wonderful lady who is director of this fourth folk festival and the second festival which she has directed. And I am so happy to be able to announce that after July the 4th, Miss Bolton will be a member of the staff of the Stephen Foster Memorial. She will have the whole year to work to help make our festivals better each year. We thank you for coming, and we know each one of you have enjoyed being here. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Lillian. That was fine, pretty news, she told us. And I just wanted to tell you that none of it ever seems like work to me. It's a real pleasure and privilege to get this program together. And I want to tell you this. I hope that you'll talent scout for us. I know that there are many, many things that have not been presented on the program. We need the families who sing together to sing for us on the Folk Festival program. And many, many of the old ways that we have not yet rooted out. Help us. Be our talent scouts. And let's make the festival a bigger, better festival as the years go by.
Beer drinkers, I don't know if that's true or not, but there is a song I want to sing, The Good Old Country Boy. It is about the man who goes to town to buy beer, and while he is away, a young student from the nearest university comes to his wife, and when the man comes back, he finds them. var en god gammel bondeman som skulle ut efter öl. Som skulle ut efter öl. Som skulle ut efter öl. Efter öl, efter hopp, sassa, tralalala. Som skulle ut efter öl. Där var en god gammel bonneman som skulle ut efter öl. Som skulle ut efter öl. Som skulle ut efter öl. Efter öl, efter hopp, sassa, tralalala. Som skulle ut efter öl.